News Radio 1400 KTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I am your host, Matt Bitros. Today is Saturday, June 20th, 2015, and we are live for the next about 29 and a half minutes. I am very excited to be here. I've been waiting a long time to get back on the air, and it's almost been now 15 years. So we're going to be with a new program here. We've got a lot of the dust to settle. I'm going to be reading notes so I don't miss anything, and so I want you to follow along. Listen along, and we're going to have a good time together. But a lot of you know me already, but there's some out there who don't. So for those of you who know who I am, you really know what to expect. But those of you who don't, you're probably in for a big surprise. And I think it's going to be a pleasant surprise at that. We're going to have a good time. But when I say I was getting back on the air, I had a radio show out of Rockdale, Texas, called The Bullseye Report. And I did that for about 6 months, but the time slot was very difficult for me. It was early in the morning, and I think neither myself or my audience were really awake at the time. And it made it difficult to be effective at that early in the morning. So about 3 weeks ago, I got an opportunity that arose at this radio station at this time slot. And I said, sure, I'll jump right on it. So it was great. We were able to get this opportunity for this radio show, and I'm looking forward to do it every week, every Saturday, 1 to 1:30 here on KTEM. Because it's a good slot, because I'm awake, you're awake, and I have a lot more after 15 years that I've learned and trained and can give to you as information that may help you with what you're doing. However, it's only 30 minutes, so I'm going to have to talk fast, and you're going to have to listen quick, and together we're going to have a good time and learn many things. So with that, let me give you some highlights of what's coming up. I'm going to give you the phone number so you can call in. Give you the website so you can check out Aaron's Gun Shop and all that we have to offer. Okay, so be prepared for all that. Some of the highlights for today are going to be... Let me say this first. I started Aaron's Gun Shop at a Cameron in 2000. Actually, a little bit before that, because I was using the house for a shop. The range in the gun shop wasn't open at that time. So since 2000, I've actually been in the building, the shop and the range. And for those of you who know... who may not know what Aaron's is all about, it's really kind of simple. It was in the beginning very simple. It's a gun shop with an indoor range. It has a handgun range about 25 yards and a classroom. And so people buy guns from me, they shoot in my range, and then they take CHL classes from me, concealed handgun classes from me. And in case you didn't know, which you probably figured out by now, I am a certified instructor for the state of Texas as a concealed handgun instructor. And I do conceal carry classes. And right after this show, I got to race back to class at the gun shop at Aaron's and Cameron and do a class at 2:30. And we'll talk about that a little bit too. But as time went on and the way the world has become, I saw a great need for advanced training for my students. Not only myself, but for my students too. Now, I still sell guns, but that's not really my main emphasis anymore. I have changed my business from a retail outlet to a training facility. We've got the gun range, we've got a shoot house, we've got a tactical range in the back, all sorts of things we can do for advanced training. So that's that. But I'll tell you what, I need you guys and gals out there to go get pencil and paper, because I'm probably going to give you some information that you're probably going to want to write down and keep for future reference. And while you're doing that, I'll talk a little bit more here, but go ahead and get your pens and paper ready. I want to talk to you a little bit more about the facility, though. At Aaron's, the indoor range is, in my opinion, very nice. I designed it personally, specifically, to have a street-like effect. some people come in and say, well, why is it set up like this? I go, well, how many times does a person get assaulted in a gun range? Yes, true, it does happen from time to time. But more often than not, people are on the street who get assaulted. So why not train in the environment that you're most likely going to be in? So I try to set up the range in that effect with the lighting and so forth. It's got retractable targets, adjustable lighting, and I also designed it to have extra wide shooting boots that are protected by steel plate so that the student can be on one side of the booth and the instructor can be in the same booth on the other side to be able to have closer interaction with the student, and with the steel plating in between the booths, you feel safer in the building. So let me give you some information here now. If you wish to call in on some of the topics we're going to be talking about and that we're discussing, the number here at the station is 773-1400. 773-1400. And to check out our website, just go to aaronsgunshop.com. That's aaronsgunshop.com, AARONS, gunshop.com. All the information of who we are, what we do, and how to get a hold of us is on the website. Also, don't forget to like us. Just hit that like. Let's rock the numbers there. This way we can share all the info with everybody else that we know, okay? I've got notes here because I don't want to miss anything. And I got my trusty clock to tell me how much time I got left in the show, because with 30 minutes, it's really not a lot of time. I want to hit real fast now, since I am a Texas certified instructor, I want to talk about some CHL topics. And since, like I said, I am the instructor, it would be remiss of me if I did not mention the passing and signing into law House Bill 910, open carry, and Senate Bill 11, campus carry. So what does that mean? Well, for all of you who have a Texas concealed carry license already, what that means in effect is that on January 1st, 2016, you may carry a handgun holstered in the open, whether it's on your hip or your shoulder holster. Certain conditions now will apply, of course, such as Penal Code 4603, Penal Code 46035, Penal Code 30-06, and Penal Code 30-07. We'll be doing that later on in some future shows. But basically, those things can affect any license holder in the state of Texas and be restricted to go certain places based on those certain penal codes. Campus carry, however, the handgun must be concealed and also is subject to any restrictive signage posted in accordance to state law. So it's not just an open ticket where you can carry on campus. It's got to be concealed. I'm assuming they'll post signs properly if they don't want you in there, and that's totally up to the institution itself. Some other points that I was reading the paper and I was listening to news articles, and I wanted to make some points about Governor Greg Abbott here. I wrote him down here. Governor Greg Abbott signed the House Bill 910, the open carry bill for concealed handgun holders, into law on June 13th of this year. The law becomes effective January 1st, 2016. Governor Abbott also signed into law Senate Bill 11, campus carry. What I thought was pretty cool was this. Now, not only that, him signing that, but the quotes that he used. This is really awesome. So check this out. Governor Abbott quoted George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and President Ronald Reagan, all three of which I like very much based on their writings and history and all that. But I want to read to you the Washington quote, George Washington quote. Quote, that a free people should not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain independence from any who might attempt to abuse them. Close quote. That sounds pretty contradictory to the way things are going now, doesn't it? Armed and disciplined, sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain independence from any who might attempt to abuse them. Let's move on to Jefferson. Quote, laws that forbid the carrying of firearms disarms only those who are not inclined to commit crime. Amen, brother. And let's go to Ronald Reagan. I happen to know from personal experience that those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control. Close quote. Basically saying, you can put all the laws you want out there, but the nutcase is going to do what he wants to do. So you, the good citizen, better be prepared, armed, and ready, or just be aware of your surroundings to avoid it if at all possible. But if you wish to carry a gun, make sure you know how to use it and use it effectively. Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there are many people and organizations that are trying to take mine and your independence, who are trying to abuse my unalienable rights. And I'm a guy about definitions, so I was on a guest on Ed Laughlin's show, Law Talk, and I was reading a whole bunch of law definitions, or not law definitions, just word definitions. And here's another one. Unalienable rights. The word unalienable means absolute, actual, certain, definite, fixed, incapable of being surrendered. You can't give it up. You have it. It's yours. It's not to be taken away. So to Governor Abbott, I applaud you for securing and expanding our rights to carry and bear arms. Now, who of us here are eligible to do that? Even though I don't believe there should be a process for one to possess and carry a gun, that process does exist, so we must work with it. So if you are licensed to carry concealed, you are now able to carry a handgun in the open as long as it's on your hip or in a shoulder holster. And in case you didn't know, a citizen of Texas who has a concealed carry license pretty much has their matters in order. They're a pretty good citizen based on the eligibility requirements. It's very difficult to get there's a lot of requirements before you can get a CHL. To be able to get a license, you must be eligible with the following. And I'm going to read to you some of the eligibility requirements just so you know what it takes to become licensed to carry a concealed weapon. This is the eligibility part of it. I'm going to read it fast. You must be a legal resident of Texas. You must be at least 21 years of age. You must not have been convicted of a felony. You must not be currently charged with the commission of a felony, a Class A or B misdemeanor, an offense under Section 42.1 of the Penal Code, disorderly conduct. You must not be a fugitive from justice for a felony or a Class A or B misdemeanor. It's funny, I ask people in my class all the time, are you a fugitive running away from the law? And nobody seems to say yes. That's a good thing, though. You must not be a chemically dependent person. That includes DWI. You get 2 DWIs within 10 years, they consider you chemically dependent. You must not be incapable of exercising. You must not be incapable of exercising sound judgment with respect to the proper use and storage of a handgun. You must not have been convicted in the 5 years before the date of application of a Class A or B misdemeanor, an offense under Section 42.1 of the Penal Code, disorderly conduct. You must be fully qualified under federal and state law to purchase a handgun. You must not have been finally determined to be delinquent in the making of a child support payment administered or collected by the Attorney General. You must not have been finally determined to be delinquent in the payment of taxes collected by the Comptroller, State Treasurer, Tax Collector of a Political Subdivision, Alcoholic Beverage Commission, or any other agency or subdivision. You must not be currently restricted under a protective order or restraining order affecting the spousal relationship. You must not have been adjudicated as having engaged in delinquent conduct, violating a felony grade law within 10 years of the date of application. And you must not have made any material misrepresentation or failed to disclose any material fact in an application or request for application. I read that because you go to a location and it has a sign up, a properly posted sign of Penal Code 30-06. That is the state saying to the private owner, if you want to keep a state licensed concealed carry person out of your location, you must properly post this sign. Well, I'll tell you what, with eligibility requirements like that, that's an outstanding individual in the community. If you post that sign up, fine. I'm taking my business and my money elsewhere. Just think about that. And that, the other thing that sign tells me is that's the place where you possibly might get robbed because they're going to know there's no guns there. It's like having two houses next to each other. One says, hey, this is a gun-free zone, and this one says, I'm loaded with guns, I'm ready to go, security, the whole works, and the bad guy comes up and says, I think I'll take this one, the one without the guns. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But anyway, those are my thoughts on that as the clock ticks away. Let's go on to our next thing. I want to talk to you about Aaron's. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on at Aaron's, a lot of promotions going on, classes and seminars. So let me get your pencils ready and paper and take down the following notes. First, right after the show, like I said, at 2:30, I've got a concealed carry class. There's probably still two or three slots left in it if somebody wants to sign up real fast. It's a $60 class. And get in the car now, turn on the radio, listen to me as you get ready to go to the shop. So just call me first before you do that. Then, this is a big one here. On the 27th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Temple, that's this upcoming Saturday, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Temple, I will be conducting a handgun familiarization seminar from 9 to noon. Safety handgun familiarization seminar from 9 to noon. Now, that's going to be a big one because the team at Aaron's and myself, we're very excited about the seminar because it's going to be the first time that we've really gotten out mobile. We're always doing training at the location in Cameron, but this time I wanted to get out into the center of the population and so people could come much easier who wouldn't be able to do it otherwise. But this is a must-go seminar. If you own a handgun and are not familiar with the proper handling and safety with it, you need to be there. Also, I teach proven method of improving accuracy at dramatic rates. I am so confident that my techniques will make you a better shooter faster that I offer a 30-minute bullseye guarantee. And I haven't lost yet. If you don't hit a bullseye within 30 minutes of my instruction, the range fee for that day is free. Now, all you got to do is you just got to link up with me sometime at the range on a Friday night. And if I got time, I'll teach you. And it's no charge. It's just my, I want to prove to you that I can make you shoot bullseyes within 30 minutes. So if some night on a Friday night I got 30 minutes to share with you, no charge, I will teach you how to be a better shooter. And I guarantee if I can't do it, the range time is free that night. Now, at the seminar, the 27th at the Hilton Garden Inn, this is what you're going to learn. Proper grip, finger control, sighting techniques, clearing malfunctions, familiarization with your handgun and others, components of ammunition and how it works. That's always a good thing to know. It helps you figure out certain malfunctions. Trigger resets and different types of actions and their pros and cons. This is very in-depth stuff, but once you learn how it fits into the selection of a handgun, you'll be amazed at the different type of handgun you'll probably end up buying. It's 3 hours, it's information filled, and it's $100 for the class. You need to sign up pretty quick. It's Saturday the 27th, and it's from 9 to noon. Call us now to sign up, 773-1400, or contact me through the website at aaronsgunshop.com. Now, on July 11th will be our next round-robin competition. I'm sure a lot of you people have seen it in the newspaper. This is becoming a very exciting event. And what it basically is it's a challenge to you not to have to only use your handgun, but 5 to 6 other people's handguns under stress, under time, under accuracy conditions. And I've seen many excellent shooters choke and choke bad on this, whereas the novice shooter will come in, not really hyped up, slow and steady wins the race, and they end up winning. So it's pretty cool. So if you're a novice shooter, if you're an expert shooter, it doesn't matter. This is a great way to enhance your skills. The entry fee for that is $20, and even if you don't win, it's excellent training. Check out the website once again, aaronsgunshop.com, for details on that. I keep telling people, don't be so dependent on your gun. What if it breaks? What if it's taken from you and you have to use one you're not familiar with? What are you going to do? So this competition puts you through all that. It helps you out to become a better shooter. Then on July 25th, this is another big one, all you M4 AR guys and gals. We'll be conducting an AR M4 training seminar. And I've had lots of requests for this one, but I haven't been able to get it going due to the fact that we've had a lot of bad weather. Our tactical range is down the bottom. It gets washed out, so we had to delay it. So what I'm going to do is on July 25th, when it's really hot, we're going to have a M4 seminar. And in the heat is good training, too. It sees how much you can endure while you're going through all the training. So that's a lot of good stuff. So write that down. Check out the website for more information. Now, I want to get into a section that I call PEP. It's practice eliminates panic, or you could also call it preparation eliminates panic, with a little bit of Country Boy Survival and CHL thrown in it. And I was going to do something special, but I saw this article and I had to read it and blend it in with some CHL that I teach at the class. I scratched out some words. You can probably figure it out, but I want to get across a couple things. So let me read this article to you real quick. This is from Trey Sanchez from Truth Revolt, truthrevolt.org. And I understand about the Charleston thing, but we're going to pass on that just for the moment and talk about this. On the same day that the now media-saturated McKinney, Texas incident occurred, when a large group of teens crashed a pool party and later clashed with police officers, another mob in Alabama attacked a random family with fists and tasers as they yelled. The Dawes family was attacked around 8:30 p.m. at a family-friendly event in the city of Florence that Friday evening. The 14-year-old son was initially hit from behind. He said at first he thought someone bumped into him, but then he knew better as fists kept coming. That's when the father stepped in to protect his son, and the mob of 20 to 30 teens turned their anger on him. The father suffered a broken eye socket and was tased at least 6 times, according to the reports. Nearby, Miss Dawes sat in the family vehicle with her four-year-old son and dialed 911. She said there was so many of them, she didn't know what to do. The teams eventually smashed out the back window of the vehicle, spraying glass and shards on the young boy. If you don't know what to do then, there's no hope. Okay, I get back to the subject here. The group scattered when police arrived at the scene. No suspects have been apprehended, and the investigation is still ongoing. Police say it was non-gang related and are not yet willing to call it a hate crime. So what has been done about this attack? Okay, you ready for this? Well, the FBI reportedly ordered a two-day seminar for the Florence Police Department to instruct officers on appropriate decision-making with incidents such as this. As it was further described on Facebook, the class is designed to prepare first-line supervisors for ethical and appropriate decision-making in a changing world. Ladies and gentlemen, the police aren't even there yet. The guy's getting his face kicked in, and you're going to wait for the police to come, and they're going to be talking about, what's it quoted here, appropriate decision-making? It's too late. Have you ever noticed that all the vehicles, remember the time you used to see a police car go by and it says to serve and protect? Remember those days? You don't see that on police cars anymore. Let me tell you why. Supreme Court ruling says they don't have to serve and protect in the sense that they can't always be everywhere. So it takes off that pressure from them. Yeah, they'll come if they can. But if they can't make it, they can't be held liable. So you're on your own. So this is really helping this individual from getting his eye socket busted. Let me tell you, I do a thing in my class, a little scenario in my CHL class. You got a family sitting on a park bench, just like this article I read. And I use the illustration because I'm teaching body language, how to read body language and be aware of your surroundings. And an individual comes walking around the corner. He's wearing a trench coat in Texas, and the weather is questionable as to whether, yeah, I could wear a trench coat or I couldn't wear a trench coat. Hands in pocket, and he's walking briskly with a whistling a happy tune, heading in my direction. And I ask my students, what's your first initial reaction? And they go immediately, a lot of them, to the extreme, oh, I get my gun ready. Well, you don't need to do that. This person never saw me. He's coming around the corner. His head's up. He's whistling happy. Hands in pocket. Trench coat. Yeah, okay. I marked him. He's marked. I see him. I'm aware of him. Blah, blah, blah. He moves on. Then I say, well, let's do the next scenario. Same guy, same trench coat, same day, but his head is down. He's shuffling his feet. He looks depressed. What are you going to do now? I'm going to say, hey, the weather's questionable. The guy's wearing a trench coat. It's 2015. Anything can be under the trench coat. Misery loves company. Boy, you're marked. I got my eyes on you. I'm ready. God forbid anything happens. This person here in this story was not prepared, was not aware. And the other thing I say in my class is couples, married couples, guys and girls, girls and girls, guys, I don't care. If you're backing up your mate, you better back them up to the full extent. Not running a car. If you're packing heat, if you decide to carry a gun, you better know how to use it. I'll have one person in my class say, well, I'm not worried about it. My husband's here to protect me. And I put my finger up. I go, bam, he's dead. Now what? And they just look at me. And I put that in your face because you've got to think about that. I tell my students also when we're in my class, we're family now. Open up to me. Talk to me because I'm going to give you straight answers. I don't do fluff. Fluff will get you killed. So talk to me now because what goes on in this classroom stays in this classroom. And I tell this to you, audience, we're in a classroom today. Everything here we say together is going to stay with us together. And I know I'm being ridiculous, but you get the point. Open up. Learn. Don't be embarrassed, shy, or whatever. This is a serious world out there with serious consequences. And if you're going to carry a gun for whatever reason, you better know how to use it. Get yourself some training. I can't emphasize that enough. Okay. Real fast. I wanted to show you a product. We make a lot of products at Aaron's. We design things. And this one's a quickie I can show you since we've got a little bit of time left. I like Glock pistols. There's a lot of people out there who like Glock pistols. However, the trigger is questionable with me. I like to wear my gun, since I'm a concealed carry person, inside my pants. And the best place to do that for me is right here. Okay? And I'm pointing, for you people who can't see it on the screen, I'm pointing right in front of my waist, inside my belt, right at my stomach. It's the most secure place. But what I've got here is a product I designed to protect the trigger from accidentally going off. Since I don't wear holsters when I put them in my pants, and that's my personal preference, I don't like to wear holsters because holsters are bulky. Now, if I'm wearing it on the outside, of course, I'll have some type of rig that will protect my gun and will protect the trigger from going off. But putting a Glock pistol in my pants without a trigger guard on it, it's a risky business for a guy. And I'm sure you can figure out why. So if you can see this on the screen, and for those of you who cannot see it, I've got a Glock 19 simulant blue gun here with a plastic clip that snaps right onto the trigger. You cannot manipulate the trigger. And if you have to use it, you just fling it off like so. It's a disposable item. It's a $10 item. You can order it. I don't have it up on the website yet, but you can call us up and we can send it out to you if you order via the phone. But this is a great item. It's called the Trigster. And if you can see it here, That's the packaging for it. It goes right around the trigger of the trigger guard of a Glock. It'll fit any Glock except for the Glock 42 380. That one's a special one. And actually this one here, the tan looking one, fits a Glock 42. I did that so you could see it better. So any one of these, $10, check us out on the web, give us a call and do an order on that. We got lots of products too. Check out the website for some other products. I wanted to mention something too on the seminar that's going on for July 25th, the M4 seminar. I forgot to mention this to you. This is the training manual. It has all the information that we're going to do, but I didn't mention this before. You're going to learn how to shoot, move, and cover, do reloads, transition from rifle to pistol. You'll be doing room clearing, gun safety and handling, and point shooting. But I do want to make something very clear here. This is not for my spec operators, okay? This is for the rancher. This is for the homeowner who has decided to use some type of AR platform, whether it be an AR full-size rifle, an M4 version, or an AR pistol, okay? It's not meant for the guy who's been out there doing the spec op work. A lot of people like this rifle because it's easy on the recoil, but they're really not too familiar with it. So you'll be going over a lot of stuff with this particular weapon. It's a $200 course. You'll need about 300 rounds for that. Okay. I want to show real quick before we go the competitions that we do with the round robin competitions. A lot of people lose anywhere from 10 to 20 seconds just trying to figure out how to load the gun. So really quick, what we have here, and ladies and gentlemen, I've got three guns. I've got the General 1911, government issue type of 1911. I've got the Glock 17 pistol, and then I've got a Beretta 92. First thing we're going to do when we get the weapon, check to make sure it's clear. That one's clear. Glock next. Clear. And I want to thank Town Square Media for allowing me to do this. This is phenomenal that they're allowing us to do that because a lot of people out there can enjoy the visual effect here. Okay. One of the requirements for the competition, the gun must be in that position. The slide locked to the rear. That's the starting point for the competition. The problem is people have a tendency to juggle the gun left and right hands. The gun needs to be picked up in your shooting hand always. I'm a left-handed shooter, so I pick it up in my left hand. If you're looking down the barrel of the gun, on the left side of the gun, there's the slide stop, the little piece of metal that flips up and holds the slide to the rear. On the 1911, it's very small. On the Glock, it's even smaller. On the Beretta, it's small, but it comes out and extends out just a little bit. So here's the trick to save yourself 10 to 20 seconds when doing a competition. You pick the gun up in your shooting hand. I'm going to simulate loading the weapon, putting the magazine in. The hand comes up over the top of the slide, and you pull it back and let it go. Pull it back, let it go. Pull it back, and let it go. As compared to... picking up the gun and looking for each individual slide stop, trying to figure out what it is. The common thread on every automatic pistol is pick it up, saddle the slide, pull it to the rear, and it works. Pick it up, saddle the slide, pull it, and it works. Pick it up, saddle it, and it works. That's the trick of the day that'll save you 10 to 20 seconds. Okay. How much time I got, operator? 2 minutes. Okay, let's go over some highlights of next week. I'm probably going to do a segment, I will do a segment on signage for the CHL. There's, you got the Penal Code 30-06 sign. You got the Penal Code 30-07 sign coming now with open carry. You got 51% sign. And then you got signs that don't pertain to CHL at all, which causes a lot of confusion. I talked about this on Ed Laughlin's show. We had mentioned it, and I was reading the signs. And this is one of those signs, this is like where the rubber meets the road. People want to know, where can I go with my gun? Can I go to here? Can I go there? I've got it down to a point where I can tell you I can tell you 10 different places you can't go other than federal places. And then the rest of it is you just basically got to look for a sign. But you got to understand what the signs mean, how they're supposed to be done, and where they're supposed to be presented. So we're going to go over a lot of that, plus a lot of other things too. Now, once again, before we close up here, I got about a minute. Today at 2:30 is the CHL class. June 27th, the Handgun Familiarization and Safety Seminar at the Hilton Garden Inn in Temple. Give us a call, sign up for that. That's $100. July 10th is our next round robin competition, $20 entry for that. And on July 25th is the ARM4 Training Seminar. That's a $200 course fee. And there's more details on that on the website. And real quick, First Fridays is open. Second Fridays of the month are pistol competitions. Thirds are lady nights. Ladies shoot for free and the guys can come. Fourth one is open, and if there is a fifth one, we'll figure it out. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been a blast. I've enjoyed it. Can't wait to see you next week here on KTEM 1400. Until then, I'm Matt. Have a blessed day.